Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. So in terms of gender, what do you identify yourself as?
Female.
Female, all right. Would you mind sharing what year you were born in?
67.
67. All right, 67. All right, thank you. So what is the highest level of school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received?
What is this for?
Well, we're just conducting an opinion survey. So this one talks specifically a little bit about, like, politics, about issues happening as of right now. For example, abortion is a big one. The undermining of Black communities is another one. And that's just
right.
Topics about that.
I did this last week. Somebody called.
Well, it seems like there might have been another company apart from Opinion Research, because for this survey, it is not completed at all.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, thank you. So what is the highest level of school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received?
Some college? Mm-hmm.
All right. Are you any Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
All right. So what is your race?
Asian.
All right, thank you. So are you registered to vote?
Yes.
All right, thank you. So how satisfied would you say you are with the direction of the country? Would you say you're very dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
All right. So as you may know, there's going to be an election for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. So how likely are you to vote in the upcoming elections on a scale of 0 to 10? Where is 0 mean not at all likely? 10 extremely likely?
Correct.
All right. So how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 elections on a scale of 0 to 10?
10.
All right. Extremely motivated?
Correct.
All right. So how much power do you feel that your vote has to make changes in your community? Again, on a scale of 0 to 10. 8. All right. So thinking about the upcoming elections in November of 2024, what would you say are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can choose up to two options if you would like. And so the list goes criminal justice and reform, like police violence, climate change, jobs and the economy, Israel and Palestine conflict, immigration, teaching history in schools, abortion, crime and violence, student loan forgiveness, cost of living and inflation, healthcare, racism and discrimination, or voting rights and democracy?
Voting rights and abortion.
Voting rights and abortion. All right, thank you. So now I'd like if you could rate some people and organizations on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 basically means you do not like them, a 5 is neutral, and a 10 means you do like them. And if you've never heard of them, that's also a category. So the first one is J.D. Vance.
0.
Congressional Black Caucus.
8.
Democrats in Congress.
8.
Donald Trump.
0.
Joe Biden.
8.
Kamala Harris.
8.
Project 2025.
0.
All right, thank you. So if the 2024 elections for president were held today, for who would you be voting for?
Harris.
All right. So how certain are you that you're going to vote for her? Would you say you're very certain, somewhat certain, not too certain, or not at all certain?
Very certain.
Very certain. All right. So if the 2024 elections for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Democratic.
Democratic. All right. So would you say that Democrats in Congress keep all their promises? Do they keep some of their promises, only a few of their promises, or none of their promises to Black Americans?
Some.
Some? All right. So does Joe Biden stepping aside in order for Kamala Harris to be the Democratic nominee make you more or less likely to support Democrats for Congress, or does it make no difference?
Makes no difference.
Makes no difference. All right. Thank you. So thinking about your vote for Congress, would you say you are more or I'm sorry, would you say you're voting more to elect your preferred candidate and get them into office, or more to vote against the other candidate to try to keep them out of office?
The first.
First, all right. So now I'm going to read you a few statements that people may say about why we should vote for Democrats for Congress. And for each one, if you could please rate it on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means this is not at all a convincing reason, a 5 means that this is like neutral, and a 10 means this is a very convincing reason. So the first one is, every American deserves access to affordable and comprehensive health care. Democrats in Congress have lowered health care premiums and expanded coverage under the Affordable Care Act for millions of black families, with 1.7 million black Americans able to enroll in a market insurance plan in 2023, and the uninsured rate for black Americans dropping to just 11%.
10.
As our loved ones are aging, we cannot watch them having to choose between the dignity of affording medications and putting food on the table. Democrats in Congress work to cap medical costs for seniors on Medicare, including capping insulin costs at just $35 and making many vaccines free.
10.
We need leaders in Congress who will invest in the black community. Congress passed historic infrastructure investments to help build up transportation, assist black homeowners with updating their homes, and advance environmental justice in communities that have been hit hardest by climate change.
10.
Corporate greed is driving up costs, with the impact felt mostly by black Americans, who pay more in junk fees, overdraft fees, and credit card late fees. The Biden-Harris administration is taking action on these predatory junk fees by eliminating unfair banking fees, saving consumers billions, and putting money back into the pockets of black Americans.
5.
When black businesses do well, they create jobs, generate wealth in the local communities, and make the broader economy stronger. Democrats in Congress work with the Biden-Harris administration to invest billions in black entrepreneurship and opportunity, leading black business ownership growing at the fastest pace in 30 years.
5.
Everyone deserves to have access to safe, affordable housing. Democrats in Congress worked with the Biden-Harris administration to ensure 8 million American households were able to stay in their homes during the pandemic by providing emergency rental assistance, with 40% of the assistance going to black households.
5.
All right, thank you. So thinking about the messages you just heard, which of the following statements best describes how you feel? You can choose up to 2 if you would like. Number 1, we have the power to protect all members of our community when we vote. 2, we've made progress, but there's still work to be done this November. 3, they want us to believe that our votes don't make a difference, but our votes are making Black Lives Matter. 4, when we vote for leadership that invests in us, we make our communities stronger. Or 5, we have the power to deliver what our communities need when we vote.
5.
Would it be just that one? All right, thank you. So we're almost done. We're about 85% done. So the last 2 questions we have are just for reiteration purposes to see if your opinion has changed. So how likely are you to vote for the presidential elections, also for U.S. Congress and other state and local offices this November, on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means extremely likely and a 0 means not at all likely?
10.
How motivated are you to vote in these elections? A 10 meaning extremely likely, extremely motivated, and a 0 meaning motivated.
10.
All right. And if the elections for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Republican candidate or Democratic candidate?
Democratic.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you say you're very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat more conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Moderate, all right. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
In politics today, do you consider yourself to be Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Would you consider yourself a strong Democrat or a not strong Democrat?
What was that?
Would you consider yourself a strong Democrat or a not strong Democrat?
Oh, strong Democrat.
All right. How would you describe your employment status?
Full-time.
Full-time. Back in the 2020 elections for president, for who did you vote for?
Biden.
Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? You can totally just ballpark it if you would like.
$250.
All right. Aside from weddings and funerals, how often would you say you attend church or religious services?
Twice.
Twice a week?
Twice a year.
Twice a year. All right. Thank you. Well, this will conclude our survey, so thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.